Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Look for it, Marty!
Who? Who?
Who do you think? Delirious!
Holy shit!
As Commander-in-Chief, I'm grateful to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and to their families. And I know all Americans share in that sentiment. For generations, the United States of America has played a unique role as an anchor of global security and as an advocate for human freedom.
America.
Mindful of the risks and costs of military action, we are naturally reluctant to use force to solve the world's many challenges.
America.
But when our interests and values are at stake,
America.
We have a responsibility to act.
I don't get down like that.
But I do, and I'm Vince in the Bay. It's Monday. And it's the 4th of July. It's Independence Day, everybody. Happy 4th. Although most of you are probably, it's technically the 5th for most of you. Yeah. It's all good. Let's party, folks. Fucking America, motherfuckers. We're here, and we're taking names. Whatever. I had a fantastic 4th of July. Oh, my God. I walked all over the entire fucking city, I felt like. I had a good time, though. Amazing day. Some really amazing stuff going on. They shut down the over in the marina. Over by Fisherman's Wharf, they shut down, I forgot what street it is out there, but they shut down the street out there by Fisherman's Wharf, and it was just a fucking mob of people. It's wild. A lot of, you know, good-looking ladies out today. Oh, my God. Shouts out to all the ladies in the building looking good today. And, yeah, I just got in from the fireworks. They had a nice fireworks display down at the marina. Actually, I found a spot halfway between the marina and the Giants baseball stadium. So I could technically sort of see, I could see both fireworks displays. That was pretty cool. And yeah, good times, good times. It is what it is, right? What do we got in here? Hey, Chit Chatters. Beach Bum 55 in the building. Brett Youngface, Depressions, George Orwell. Long time no see, Mr. George Orwell. Good to have you here. Goofy Bone in the building. John Brand in the house. Melissa Hopkins and Nick R. Oh, and Swank Ivy in there as well. Welcome, everybody. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about whatever. We can talk about the United States of America and how amazing it is to live in this wild country that we have here. I know not all of you listening are necessarily from the United States. That's fine. It's all good. So if you want to call in and join me, do so. And it looks like some people have. And I'm going to go to the phone lines now and check in with my good friend Dalton. What's going on, Dalton?
Not much. How are you, Vince?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I just got in. I was walking around the city all day today. I seriously walked for a good 8 hours, probably. I traversed all over the place, man.
When you were talking about fireworks, it just reminded me of something.
Of what? It reminded you of what?
It reminded me of something when I was in Atmore one time when they had their fireworks display.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, those things are so loud that car alarms literally go off. You know, like the car alarm on somebody's
car. Yeah, oh yeah,
car.
No, I believe it. Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, there's still fireworks being shot off in the neighborhoods around here. There's, I don't live too far from the Western Addition, and the Western Addition is kind of traditionally kind of ghetto. And you drive through there or walk through there, and I swear to God, it feels like you're in fucking Beirut or something. It's crazy.
Like they finally stopped in my little neighborhood shooting fireworks. They started around 7, and they finally stopped a couple of minutes ago.
Crazy.
Tell me about it.
Oh no, these kids in the ghetto over here, they're going to be shooting these things off all fucking night and all week. They do it. It happens every year. These kids will, the kids in the ghetto, they get a hold of the fireworks like a month before the 4th. So the weeks leading up to the 4th, you know, late at night, you'll randomly hear firecrackers and stuff. And then once the 4th hits, they go bonkers. And then for a couple of days after, they're still firing off crap. It's like I guess they just don't fire off all this crap on the actual 4th. And so it tends to spill over into the rest of the week. It's kind of annoying if you live in those neighborhoods.
You want to hear something annoying? I juggle between living sort of close to a little country area where there's no chickens and a place where there is chickens. Have you ever been woke up by a chicken fence?
Hmm.
I mean, not a chicken, but a rooster.
Like the crow, caw of a rooster. Is that what roosters do? They caw, crow?
They crow.
They crow. Okay. I don't think I have. No. Tell me about it.
It'll get you up. That's all I can say.
Okay. Fair
it'll
enough.
Wake you up till you're... They'll keep going until you're up out of bed. will even go throughout the day.
Wow. Did you used to live on a farm or something?
Actually, I kind of live on, I partially live on the farm when I'm with my dad, and we used to have chickens, but then coyotes ate them all up. They jumped into the fence and attacked them one by one.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry, I'm distracted. The dog is crying. I have a dog in the room with me right now, and he's crying like a motherfucker. You got to hear him.
Probably because of the fireworks.
Puppy, come here.
But anyway,
acting weird.
Even though my chickens and roosters have died, I can still hear our neighbors, and that really wakes me up.
Right on.
But basically, yeah, I live out on the farm. I help my dad blacksmith from time to time. I'm a member of the Bay Forge group.
Oh, what's that? Is that like a union or tradesmith union or something?
It's just a club for people who like to blacksmith.
Oh, nice. Dude, that's awesome, bro. You have, like, you have legitimate labor skills. It's awesome, dude.
Anyway, how have you been doing since the last time we spoke?
Oh, I've been doing good, man. I, you know, of course, Kishu and I are sort of an item now, and that's, it's been, I don't know, it's been a mixed bag, I suppose, because a lot of people are complaining that we're too lovey-dovey and mushy on the air. And yet somehow last night I had a caller on, and apparently I was being a little over flirtatious, and I got in big trouble. I'm just kind of naturally a pervert, and I'm not used to having to. Yes, to Zeki in the chat room. Hi, Zeki. Welcome to the show, dude. Zeki in the chat is asking, Vince is back together with Kishu. Yes, yeah, we are back together. I was dangerously close to being dumped again today. Kishu was not on the show yesterday, but she listened back to the archive and heard me essentially having cyber sex with Mouse on the air, and that caused a little friction. So, and not to mention it definitely sort of didn't help out my friendship with Goofy Bone, because Mouse is Goofy Bone's co-host, and she called drunk dialed my show last night, and I essentially had cyber sex with her, phone sex with her on the air, and that kind of pissed off a lot of people.
I bet you learned a lesson.
Yeah. In fact, I should bring on Goofy Bone. I think Goofy's here. Let's bring on Goofy. What's up, Goofy?
All right. Hey, Goofy Bone.
Hey, Goofy, unmute yourself, bro. Hello? Goofy, is that you?
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you.
Happy 4th
How
of July,
you,
bro.
I'm over here celebrating. You know what, Vince? You know, it's sad that I'm a Mexican, but yet I have a mentality of a fucking American. You know, I'm sitting here watching the fireworks go off. And I'm over here with one of my chosen bimbos of the night. And we're over here having a serious, deep conversation saying, if our forefathers were alive right now, do you think that they'd be proud of what they fought for, seeing what America is today? Do you ever think about that? Nobody cares about 4th of July. All they care about is stupid fucking fireworks.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to ruin the mood.
Are you telling me you don't like the fireworks?
No, I mean fireworks are cute, but I mean come on. I'm a gangster. I shoot guns. I see it all the time. It doesn't really amaze me. Fuck, there's millions upon millions of people who gave their lives for America. You should be thanking them for us living the way we live today. I mean, look, I could smoke weed on the goddamn street.
Yeah, Goofy, that we have a day for that, though. It's called Memorial Day. This is a different day.
No. I know what Memorial Day is. I was born around that time, so I know what that is. But, I mean, for real, do you seriously think our forefathers would be so happy right now looking at this world saying, wow, we fought for this shit?
Dude, I think our forefathers, if you brought them back, if you brought them back and put them into modern times, I think they'd shit their pants. They'd be like, "What the fuck is this shit?" They'd have no, they wouldn't be able to compute what's going on. It just wouldn't. It's not even close to what they envisioned. But I don't know what they envisioned, and I wasn't around. I didn't sign any of these documents, the Constitution, all these things. I didn't agree to any of this shit. This shit happened way before I was even fucking born. You know, it's ancient history as far as I'm concerned. Like, those people are dead and gone, and more or less the ideas that they had are pretty much ancient history at this point. This is not
gone, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't recognize it. But they shouldn't recognize them. It's a different time, dude. There's so much different shit going on now. It's just a different ball game. I don't know.
Well, no, that was just, you know, our little conversation. And, you know, we're just sitting there talking, you know, when the fireworks going off. Then I got some fucking mother of four fucking sitting here saying, excuse me, I'm trying to enjoy the fireworks. Oh, man, and I looked at her kids, and they're all nasty as hell. I mean, you could tell, well, one of them is, biracial, an Oreo. But, you know, it's just like, you have your nerve, lady. You should mind your own fucking business. You know what I'm saying?
Were you in, like, a building when she...
No. Well, what do you mean we're in a building with fireworks? Come on, a building would burn down.
No, what I mean is, were you watching it from... inside of a building?
Nah, we were at Great America.
All right, I just was curious.
Okay. Hey, what's your name? I forgot your name. Dalton, yeah. How you doing tonight, Dalton? Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yes, I did.
That's cool. Oh, and Vince, about the mouse thing...
Yeah.
I figured, you know, since I always call your show pulling Melissa Hopkins all the time, I figured we'd even out, and I'll just give you that one for free since I fuck up your show all the time.
Okay. Good times. Oh, look at this. We got two Kishus in the room. That's interesting.
Well, which one are you with, Vince?
Oh, I know which one I'm with. I think I'm going to see if I can't... Yeah.
Hey, Vince, are you ever trying to hang out twins?
I don't think Kishu has a twin, and if she did, I don't think her twin would be named Kishu.
Oh, well. I mean, I was just throwing it out there. I tried to go for twins once, but the other sister wasn't feeling it, so I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that most sisters aren't going to be down with, like, messing around with each other.
No, not messing around with each other. I mean, okay, I'm banging this one out. Okay, we're done. She's in the shower.
Oh.
Her sister's walking by. Hey, what are you doing? Come on over here. Check this out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sure do. But,
what?
Did y'all hear that one person? I don't know if y'all were listening to Debbie's show or not, but did y'all hear that one person that called in about the...
Hold on, Dalton. Dalton.
Yeah.
Don't ruin 4th of July by bringing poison to the show.
Wait a minute. You're saying that Debbie Daly is poison?
Dalton, I know you have a heart for Debbie Daly. I want you to take a look at example A, Melissa Hopkins. Melissa Hopkins fought, bled, sweat, shitted, cried for Debbie Daly. And what did Debbie Daly do the other day? Threw her out the window. Dalton, just be careful. Just be careful.
Speaking of Melissa Hopkins, we have her on the board. Let's bring her on.
And, hey,
Melissa.
Yeah, I had a long Skype chat with Debbie, and we hashed through everything. Everything's good. There's no problem.
You've been bamboozled, Melissa Hopkins.
What?
Have you been drinking tonight so I could talk to you?
Apparently
like
you've been bamboozled.
I'm actually drinking Theraflu, nighttime Theraflu. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, that could get you a little buzz. Melissa Hopkins, don't you know Debbie Daly by now? Debbie Daly has a revolving door of friends. And she only wants to be friends with them when she wants to be friends with them. Look at you. It took a couple of hours to talk to her on Skype in order to get your friend back, Melissa. Come on now.
Hey, listen.
What kind of a friend is that?
You are talking about something that is so unimportant. I mean, I...
Think of the name, Melissa Hopkins. What?
It's between It's between Debbie and I, and however I act in her show or her, she acts on my show or how I act on Ben's show, that's our business.
Have you ever heard of respect, Melissa Hopkins?
Sure.
So you just don't care? You let people slap you around, treat you like a bimbo, and then take a couple of hours to talk to them on Skype to make things right?
Well, you probably didn't hear one of the episodes where I absolutely went after Ben and Debbie.
Of course I didn't hear it. They deleted it.
I didn't.
No shit.
Melissa would not let
replay it. I can replay it right now if you want to.
Please,
I'm going to be honest with you.
Please,
and
do
all
not,
you people,
please do not play
all
it.
You little,
that's not
all you real. Little Debbie maniacs out there. Melissa, shut up. All you little Debbie maniacs out there, you guys listen up. You guys better watch out who you pray to. Because that phony Debbie God is not who you think she is.
I did not come on this show to trash Debbie Daly, and I don't think that this is what Benson...
I don't have to trash Debbie Daly. She does it to herself.
I don't think this
What's
is...
wrong?
Right.
You don't like the truth, Melissa Hopkins?
You know what I like? I'd like to... I'm about to go to bed, and I haven't been to the D.C. fireworks, which is the most spectacular in the country. And I got to see that tonight, and I got to go to the Mandarin Hotel and see one of my favorite bands. And I know the band members, and I had the most fabulous, fabulous time on my last night in Washington, D.C. And at 9 o'clock in the morning, I leave, and I drive to Oregon. And
that's cool. That's awesome. That's kind of fitting that your last night in Washington, D.C. is the 4th of July. That's pretty cool.
It was spectacular. And if you've ever been in a Mandarin Oriental hotel, you'll know what I'm talking about.
And I actually caught part of the fireworks, too. When I came in the door, PBS was replaying the D.C. fireworks. So I saw
they replay it several times for a couple of days, actually. Yeah, it was fabulous. And, you know, I was right there, right on the water where they shoot the fireworks off. So
that's awesome. On the Potomac?
Yeah. Well, it's the Potomac, but it's the
one of the inlets or something.
Well, it's where they call the tidewater. The tidewater that comes in. Mm-hmm. So it's really not a part of the river. It's kind of a separate area. But,
so
yeah.
Bluegrass band was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, the bluegrass. That's what I saw, was the bluegrass concert. And I danced my ass off. It was so fun. I love fucking bluegrass. I can't get enough of bluegrass.
And this is
one of the best bands in the country.
Will the Circle Be Unbroken is one of my favorite songs.
Mm. So it was fun. I got to dance. I got to dress up. People told me I looked pretty, my kids say, Mom, your arms are getting a little fat. All of a sudden,
hey,
I go into Washington,
they say,
you look pretty. So I'm off in the morning, guys.
That's awesome. Melissa, I hope you'll hang on a second, Dalton. Melissa,
okay.
I hope that throughout the course of your trip that you'll find a day here or there to check in with us and just give us a report from the road. I think that'd be cool if you could.
Yeah, I really try to. I know the first leg of my trip, and gosh, it's going to be tough to do that for the first 5 days or so. But after that, it's a possibility.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, even if you just check in one time on the road randomly, just surprise me. That would be cool.
I'd love to do it from Nashville live.
Nice. Yeah. And whatever you can do would be great and much appreciated. And I wish you a safe and fun journey.
Thank you. That's the reason why I wanted to call in. I didn't want to fight. I didn't want to argue. I just wanted to say I enjoy your show, and I'll hope to be able to call in soon.
Right on.
All cool. Right, man.
Thanks, Melissa.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, good night, Melissa. Thanks for coming through. Be safe. All right, folks, I'm going to take a quick break and be right back with more calls. It looks like we have, the Jew, Lego, and a couple other folks in the queue. So I'll be right back with the Jew and Lego after this message from Mr. James Brown. So do I, James. I feel fantastical. And it's no longer the 4th of July. It's the 5th of July now. But I'm still stoked about America, the United States, that is. And apparently Melissa is still with us. She wanted to drop a little factoid on us. So go ahead, Melissa. What's up?
No, I did say this on the Debbie Daly Show, but for those who didn't hear it, John Adams, who was the second president, asked Thomas Jefferson to write the Declaration of Independence. And only two people edited it, and that was John Adams and that was Ben Franklin. And they only took two things out. And it was related to the emancipation of the black slaves. Jefferson was very, very emphatic about that. And John Adams said, we will have to wait for the next generation to deal with that. We can only do one thing at a time. And so they took that out of the Declaration of Independence. And so Jefferson wrote it. It was signed. Jefferson and Adams ended up becoming bitter, bitter enemies. And then John Adams reached out to Jefferson.
And she's in the green room. One angry Jew. What's going on,
not
bro?
Not exactly nice.
What's going on, bro? Oh, you want to join her in the green room? I can
you
put you in there.
You should warn her before you do that.
Well, she should warn me before she's going to bore the balls off of me.
I assume she's talking to herself, right?
Yeah. You want to go in the green room and have
that's really
some time with her?
Let me hang up real quick. I can go back to Dreamweaver.
The fuck's Dream? Oh, Dreamweaver. I know what that is.
Yes. That'll show you the seriousness of my endeavor.
Oh yeah, yeah. You should show me some. Send me some samples, dude. I want to see what you're up to. I want to see what kind of skills you have, dude.
My skills are not in creating good-looking websites. I take templates for that. My skills are in all the stuff behind it.
Security, perhaps?
No, I'm creating 90,000 web pages.
Holy shit. That's a lot of web pages, dude.
Wow.
Hang on a second. Did you say over 9,000?
90,000.
Oh, over 90,000. Okay.
That's like a year's worth of web pages, maybe even more.
Hey, Goofy
Bone. Web page.
Hey, Goofy Bone, can you count over 9,000?
Can't count over 9. What are you talking about?
Can you go fuck yourself, Jew?
Are you live on the air?
I know. This fucking cocksucker hits me up every 5 seconds. Are you live on the air?
Are you for real?
Yeah, are you for real?
Bring Melissa back and see if she's still talking.
No, she's,
okay, I couldn't hear anybody. Did you hear what I said?
We heard you perfectly. We were all muted. We were all muted. But thank you for that delivery. That was fantastic. Thank you.
I got a question to ask you, Melissa, since you gave us some great information. How did you know about that?
I've studied this up my whole life.
Wow.
So I'm a little sad leaving Washington, I have to say.
Ah, it's bittersweet.
I've shed a few tears today.
Wow. You know, Melissa, I'm so proud of you. That was like a masterpiece in a masterpiece. You are a very person that knows her stuff. Let's just say that. So cheers to you, sweetheart. And I'm drinking.
Yeah. What else?
I wish I were.
All right. While I have the map of Oregon up, where are you going in Oregon?
Eugene.
Where is that?
Middle, but west of the Cascades.
Yeah, it's what, like a couple hours south of Portland?
It's about an hour and a half.
Yeah. It's a college town. That's where the U of University of Oregon is.
Yes, the football team that made the BCS number one.
The Ducks. Yes, the Ducks.
The Ducks.
It's a college town. Straight up a college town, dude. Like, Melissa's going to go there and just party.
Speaking of Oregon.
Yeah, Eugene, Oregon, not on the map? What are you using? Yahoo map?
I see it. It's right along I-5.
Right.
Hi, Pegasus. I see you, Pegasus. Hi, Pegasus. Welcome to the show. I see you.
I got a scholarship to the Beavers at one time, but I was so
mad.
Because I had a lifelong dream. I always wanted to go to Nebraska. Vince should know why. But I've always wanted to go to that school. They had a great football program and everything. But their recruiter told me something that destroyed me. And whatever offers I got, I just said, fuck it.
My husband was rated in the top 100 high school football players in the country. And unfortunately, his dad died, and he got a letter in the mail from Vince Paterno asking him to try out for the team.
Hang on a second. Did you mean Joe Paterno?
Joe Paterno. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Maybe he had a brother named Vince that was like on his staff. Who knows? But I'm pretty sure you meant Joe Paterno.
I did, but his mother didn't know who he was, and she took the letter and threw it away, and my husband never got it.
Joe Paterno's mother didn't know who he was?
No, my husband's mother didn't know who he was.
Oh.
So she opened the letter, didn't know who he was, and never gave it to my husband. How's that for crappy?
Oh, amazing.
I'm ranked for football as well.
Wow.
Dead last.
Okey-dokely.
No letter.
All right, guys. I love you much, but I am.
All right. Thanks for the extra factoid there, Melissa. I appreciate it. Much love. Safe.
Sure, I can't play the song.
Safe travel.
Is Melissa really leaving?
Good night, Melissa.
Yeah, whether she likes it or not, she's left. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's bring on some more callers here. We got a lot of people on.
Hold on, I have a question for the Jew.
What? Hurry, quick.
At least
we got a lot of callers. We got a lot of callers lined up. So make it quick.
Okay, never mind. Forget it.
Oh, well, now I want to know. Now I want to know.
Thanks for just wasting like 2 minutes, Goofy. Like, you might as well just ask it now. Come on.
Fucking ask that question.
Since when do you give a fuck about people's feelings, Jew?
Wait a minute. You just said, Vince, when did you give a fuck about people's feelings, Jew? Now I'm confused.
No, he said, since when, not Vince when. No,
I'm sorry. Okay.
You could have fooled me, Jew. I was there looking at my words, writing down. I was like, oh my God.
You guys are projecting my name onto everything. Suddenly it's Vince Paterno and Vince this and Vince that.
Are you on the air?
Are you for real? Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right, that's enough of that noise. Let's go to Lego. Lego's here now. Before I bring Lego on, I don't know if you recall, but a couple weeks ago, Wild Goose got kicked off of. What did he get kicked off of? Who's got that terrible background noise? Oh, it's the Jew. Wow, sounds like there's like a freeway running outside your window there, Jew. You better work on that background noise. So I'm gonna bring on. I'm going to bring on Lego here in a second, but a Wild Goose. Okay, Wild Goose, what was it, a week or two ago, he conjured up this whole Raptor Jesus thing, and he got all these trolls rallied to do this, to troll Freedomizer for Raptor Jesus. And I seem to remember them mentioning 4th of July being like a target date for something to go down. And now I was off the internet all day today. I just got in tonight to do my show, And so I don't know what went down exactly. So now I have Lego with me. I'm going to bring him on in just a second. Hopefully he'll give me the full report. But if you're not familiar with Lego and Goose are part of this whole Raptor Jesus nonsense that's been going on. They trolled me, I don't know, maybe a week ago. I think it was it was sometime last week. I think they did some sort of dry run on Vince in the Bay. I'm pretty sure that was what was going on. And they did a test run on my show last week, and so I'm assuming they went full blast on Freedomizer today. Let's see if that's the case. Lego, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Yeah. So what's the deal, man? What's the scoop on the 4th of July nonsense?
Well, what happened is, you know, we put the word out, and people definitely showed up, and something may have happened to them.
What do you think? What do you think could have happened to them?
Well, I tuned in, you know, to listen, and apparently somebody had taken over the switchboard and changed all their ads with songs and replaced their logo with a picture of Raptor Jesus.
Oh, nice.
All their ads were apparently all their ads were gone. I heard Chocolate Rain was played, Rick Astley got played. I think I heard there's some song, some rapper. That's all he said. It was like nigga 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 nigga. That's all he said. They couldn't even finish the show. Like it went on for like 30 minutes in ABC show, I guess, and then another 40 some minutes in Proof's show until they just left apparently. And then Proof tried to play it off like, oh no, nothing's happened and stuff. But he was pissed. He shut down the chat. So I'd say it was a good success.
So did you guys screen cap this and record it and everything?
Oh, it's in the archived. It's archived in there. I've listened to it.
It's what?
Archived in there.
Oh, I thought you said archived.
Yeah, it's in the archives, so.
Okay.
It's pretty hilarious, pretty funny. But.
All right. Good times, man. Appreciate the update and the report. Give my regards to Wild Goose. I miss that guy, but I'm sure he's probably just relishing in the victory today. And good stuff, man. And keep me up to date on all things Raptor Jesus.
Raptor Jesus, he might make an appearance again. Who knows?
Well, whatever. I'm sure you'll be on to bigger and better things. But,
right. Well, I'm just, you know, I just want Melissa to just install a breathalyzer in her car. Like one of those things where you have to breathe in it, and if you have blood alcohol level and, you know, if you're drunk or something, it's like, nope, the car won't turn on. That's what she needs for this road trip. Yeah, I don't want to hear.
Well, I'm hoping one of her kids is driving this.
One of her kids is driving. You know,
I'd feel a lot safer.
Inebriated, talking about John Adams or something, and then she got put in the green room. You know.
Dude. Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear about John Adams right now.
Totally. Dude, there's like a fucking shit ton of callers on the board right now, dude.
Where's Kishu? What's she doing? She's not on the phone.
No, Kishu's napping. She's having a little nap. She'll come on. She'll call in later.
Okay.
Yeah. In the meantime, we got a lot of folks on here. I got Dalton here with me. I have Goofy Bone in the building. The One Angry Jew still with the noise in the background.
Why does that guy sound like Melissa? Why does he sound like a male version of Melissa? Not enough testosterone, but he sounds like Melissa, doesn't he?
But Vince, it's archived.
It's archived.
Archived. Yeah, that's a new one. That's a new one for me.
Catch it in the archives.
Archives.
Good time. All right, so wow, I have a lot of callers, and I'm going to slowly bring these people on. One person who's been waiting a good long time, and I'll bring him on now, is this blocked number, blocked caller. You're on the air. What's up?
Yo, can you hear me?
I can totally hear you.
All right, so just tell me how you're dealing with your probation, all from like hacking PETA and stuff like that.
I'm doing great, dude.
I mean, you're an effing cyber criminal, man.
What?
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, you. Well, first off, you did a good job by blocking your number. You know, a lot of folks, individuals that call in here, don't realize who I am and what I do exactly, and they will come in here with their Skype account.
I don't think you do anything except hack people's shit.
Okay.
Just hack.
Cool story, bro. Hold again.
Vince.
He waited 20 minutes. I mean, at least he did some research. Good for him.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of that noise. Let's bring on Zeki. What's up, Zeki?
Good evening, Vince. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fantastical. I'm just sort of semi-recovering from doing my patriotic duty and celebrating the independence of this country being declared at some juncture in the past.
Yeah, can't blame you for that.
by some people that are apparently my forefathers. They're my fathers, yet I'm not biologically associated with them whatsoever.
Me neither.
I never knew them. They signed documents that I never were a party to. And suddenly I'm sort of sworn into this whole nonsense. And I didn't sign it anywhere. I just, you know, hey, what?
In the butt?
Yeah, I'm just trying to take it up the butt, dude. That's all I'm trying to do. I don't give a shit.
Right.
If I have to wear a goddamn American flag around me like Casey Anthony, I don't know if you noticed in my slideshow,
right.
But bam! Look who's wrapped in the American flag there in those pictures.
So Vince, you were saying to that previous caller something like, "You don't know what I do." What do you actually do, out of interest?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I do freelance video and audio production and post-production work.
Sounds pretty cool.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes very mundane and boring.
No, that's cool. I feel enlightened now. I mean, I asked this on Debbie's show and never really got an answer, but
I've got credits. I mean, I haven't worked on any feature films or I haven't worked on many episodics. But I do have an IMDb profile. You know, for a long time, a working sound guy, and now I'm sort of a jack of all trades. I do editing, shoot. I shoot, edit. I still do audio. I do live events. I do whatever studio work. You know, I've worked on commercials. I've worked on music videos, reality. Episodics a little bit, you know, documentaries,
cool. So, yeah,
you name
video
it.
Video editing, all that stuff.
All that kind of mumbo jumbo, yes. I've dabbled into a lot of editing, of course. Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Cool. I mean, I had an extra question, though. I mean, if Melissa Hopkins does drunkenly plow her car into a building, will we be doing a memorial show on this show?
Perhaps.
I mean,
know.
It sounds
we'll
like actually,
I think you've got
the right skill set to do like a kind of very nice YouTube kind of memorial if it came to it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. If you really wanted me to, and if I had the time and the willpower, I could certainly, I could certainly whip something together. Why not?
It's all good. Are you in the betting pool for when Melissa manages to kill herself and her kids yet, or?
I don't bet, dude. I'm not a betting man.
Okay. Well, you know, PM if you want to get involved.
The few times I have tried to gamble, I've always just failed miserably. Same with the stock market. I tried to do stock market for a while. I just couldn't pick them. I mean, I fucking bought WAMU like 2 months before it went belly up. I'm an idiot. I don't know how to fucking invest. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not a hacker. I'm just a hack.
You should listen to, like, Goofy and Ghost. They've got the whole capitalism thing going on. They'd be able to
advise. Oh, yeah, they got to figure it out. Those guys got to figure it out. No shit. Yeah, why do you think I'm over there? I'm trying to learn something.
Ah, yeah. Goofy Bone, investing in lawnmower stocks.
Cool.
Yeah, I just think the whole stock market is just Vegas, but legal for the entire world. It's legalized gambling. Legitimized gambling, I guess. Whatever. Let's take more calls. Block caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. I was just going to tell you, if you're trying to learn how to hack, what you should do is start by learning Java.
What?
I'm not trying to hack. I'm not trying to be a hacker. I am a videographer / audio technician, and I also moonlight as an internet radio personality. And I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. You know, I'd like to capitalize a little bit more, and you know. Do a little bit better financially, but other than that, I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to know how to hack. I don't need to get in any more trouble with the cyber police. I mean, I will still engage in cyber sex, of course. That's still fair game. Let's go to Warthog, who's on Skype. What's up, Warthog?
But you must take heart in what patriotism can.
That's probably a brilliant soundboard that he will be playing for himself in the green room. Let's go to another blocked number. You're on the air. What's up? Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Yes, that's you. Yes, I can hear you. What's up?
Hi, so I just wanted to talk about the hacking PETA situation.
Can I ask you a question first, though? Why are you yelling?
This is my voice. I was born like this, Ed.
All right, he's in the green room with the soundboard guy. Let's try. Let's try this caller here. Blocked number. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Ben?
Oh, it's Q. What's up, Q?
Nothing much, man.
Why does he sound so sad?
That's his thing, man. That's how he sounds.
All right.
Well, I'm getting speech therapy tomorrow, so I'll probably be able to talk faster.
And then you'll have to identify yourself because I won't be able to recognize you.
Will do, man.
All right.
Whoa.
Good times. Good times, guys. Good times.
Good times.
Right. Okay, to Zeki wants to know what's up with the PETA stuff. Zeki, I'm a convicted cyber criminal. You can Google it. I was convicted of compromising over 500 video and HTML files from the PETA databases.
How did you do that?
I used to work for them as a video editor, and I had access to the database after I was no longer employed. And they had owed me some back pay that they were showing no signs of ever coming through on. They were not answering emails or phone calls.
So you took the vigilante approach rather than the legal approach.
Fuck it. I was just like, fuck it. You know, I'm going to take down some files, and I didn't think they were going to go to the feds on me. I thought that they were just going to be like, whatever, cease and desist or some shit, because it's not, you know, it was just some video files on an FTP server.
Yeah, but we're talking about PETA here. They're about the least rational human beings you can get on the planet. They're all fucking mental.
But but they do actually have a semi-keen legal team, though, because they were smart enough to farm out their legal work to the feds.
Why am I not surprised? So did you get properly raped in court?
In court, I felt violated, but no, it was it was rather painless, to be honest. I was expecting worse, but I did get a moment to sort of just sort of say my piece, if you will. And I kind of and I've always had a problem with the wording of the plea, and they never kind of got it right. Like I just kind of after a certain point, I was just like, fine. The language, I was never comfortable with the language, but I forgot the exact wording. I'll have to dig it up. But essentially, they made it seem like I had destroyed some information when I didn't actually destroy information. I just deleted copies of information, essentially. You know what I mean? I mean, I just took the stuff down from an FTP server. This stuff was all backed up on hard disk, you know, back in their main headquarters. I knew this because I used to manage all these files. I knew I wasn't, you know, compromising anything, you know, I wasn't deleting anything forever, you know.
Nothing they couldn't instantly replace from
exactly.
Backup.
All I was doing all I was providing was the guy who was essentially replacing me had the headache of having to re-upload all those files, all right? And so they were butthurt about that, so they went to the feds, and I had to deal with the FBI and all that crap. And, you know, it was a stupid move. I didn't think they were going to go. I thought they wouldn't. First of all, I didn't think they'd catch me, but they did. But I thought if they did, that they would just give me, like, some sort of cease and desist and that would be that, because
but
I didn't. I mean, it's
a
goddamn nonprofit. It's not like
$1,400 fine.
But it's like it's a nonprofit. It's not like I caused them any. You know, they don't have any revenue. They get all everything's donated. They're not generating any funds, and they're not trying to. Right? They're a fucking nonprofit, so they didn't lose any money from this. It's just, you know, the few fucking animal rights dickweeds that actually log on to their website and watch their stupid videos, you know, they all of a sudden were getting 404s. That's it. For like a week until they put the shit back up. It's ridiculous. And these people fucking, you know, called the feds on me.
I do think it is kind of insane, a lot of the computer laws, because, I mean, things like criminal misuse of a computer in the UK is one of these things where if you do any kind of unauthorized access, it's like, don't quote me, it's at least a year in jail or something absolutely mind-boggling for something as innocent as like breaking into somebody's Wi-Fi or accessing a shared printer they've made public and stuff. It's criminal mischief with a computer.
Well, that's kind of the point of this article, that Reuters article that my name appears in. That was sort of the point, was that in the U.S. they were trying to make it seem like cyber criminals can get it kind of easy here, and they were using me as the example of, oh, look at this guy, he just got probation and restitution, look at him. And
I mean,
I'm obviously not a fucking a hacker or cyber criminal for real. I mean, technically I am now, but essentially what you saw was a lazy court reporter, West Coast court reporter, who there was a hot story, you know, all these hackers were making headlines, and this guy had to, you know, probably was like on a deadline, had to get out some story about, you know, the different severities of penalties for cyber criminality, because all this, you know, LulzSec and all this shit is in the news now. So he just probably went on the court, went looked down the court dockets and just looked for the most latest.
What is that?
I don't know. It's fucking scaring me. Jesus, is that? Was that the Mexican? It went. I muted Goofy Bone and it went away. I hope that was
nothing
girlfriend.
Of value was lost.
Was that? What, wait, was that the mating call of his girlfriend? The hell was that? Goofy Bone, are you there?
It can't
have
been one of his girlfriends. She sounded like
she
was
that? It sounded like a fucking beach. It sounded like a fucking beached whale in the background there. What the hell is going on?
Oh no, although you're fucking Tozeki's mom. I didn't know she makes those kind of noises.
Oh, she's not your type, Goof. You know, she's not underage.
I have to hit it because it's your mom. That's why. I would have fucked this fat bitch.
Oh, damn. Sexy mojo in the building. Oh, you're outside on the fucking in the street, aren't you? Are you trying to? What are you doing, man?
Who?
Trying to carjack somebody? What the fuck's going on?
He's working corners.
Who's this?
It's nothing, just Goofy Bone.
Right.
All right, I'm gonna take another break. Hopefully, I satisfied you with the whole PETA thing. I don't know if I gave you a good enough answer or not, but essentially, I was a disgruntled employee, and I went in there and deleted some files, and they fucking reported me to the feds. Those fucking bitches.
Interesting story, though. Thanks for letting me know that. I genuinely feel your pain, but at the same time, I'm like, that was a fucking stupid move, Vince.
Oh, it was totally stupid. Oh, yeah, I totally admit it. It was dumb. I didn't think it through. It was lame. It was stupid. I honestly didn't think I was going to get reported to the FBI.
Did you actually get your money back in the end, or did you just have to pay them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, they paid me because at the time, like, I was, you know, I was saying, I started threatening them. I made YouTube videos and shit threatening them. I went and counter protested one of their protests and everything. Yeah. And then after I started getting kind of like almost militant on them, suddenly my check arrived. but then at the same time, they obviously gave a call to the FBI at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I hope it covered what you had to pay them at least.
It did actually. You know what? I was thinking about that today. I actually came ahead about $1,600. So yeah.
Can't complain then.
That's right, baby. Capitalizing. I'll be right back. This is for you, Ghost. Happy 4th of July. Hey, everybody. And we're back. Hi, it's Vince in the Bay. Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Bay to the BK, out to Bombay, down back to LA, and straight to you as we roll in the hay. Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay. Yes, BK to Zeki. BK is Brooklyn. That's the borough of Brooklyn. Dude, I called out this motherfucker on Twitter today. This dude, Todd Starnes, I think his name is. This guy was like, oh, I heard firecrackers. Or were they gunshots? And they put the hashtag life in Brooklyn. Yeah, right. This guy's a Fox News correspondent. Right, dude. Like, you're living in... like, this guy's living in fucking Brownsville. Like, this guy's living in East New York. Like, this guy's living in Bed-Stuy. Do or die. No, this dude is probably living in Park Slope or Carroll Gardens. Some little posh, you know, Lower East Side transplant community. Yeah, a bunch of yuppie assholes. I used to live in Brooklyn, all right? So I know what's up. I lived all around Brooklyn. I lived in Bed-Stuy. I lived in fucking Fort Greene / Clinton Hill. I lived in Williamsburg. I lived in Greenpoint. I bumped around. I got around, yo. Fucking, yeah, I spent 2 years living in the BK. That's what's up, man. I got to fucking kick it hard with some really amazing artists. Like, when I wasn't living in New York, I was a working sound guy. I was doing production sound on all kinds of shit, and I got to work on a lot of music videos, a lot of hip-hop. And I actually made a couple music videos, most of them live concert videos, but I made one proper music video with Black Sheep, of all people. It was actually just Drez from Black Sheep, but for those of you who are familiar with the Black Sheep, a 90s hip-hop group out of Queens. Anyway, I hooked up with Drez when I was out in New York and did a music video with him called Who Dat. But it was not based in New Orleans or anything. It was just kind of weird because Who Dat's like a New Orleans thing. Any way, Sexy Mojo was in the building for a second there. What happened to Sexy Mojo? Oh, no, she's still here. Sexy Mojo's in the building. Shouts out to Sexy Mojo. Yeah. All right, so Kishu is supposed to call in by now, I think. I think she's supposed to have called in by now. I don't know. Should we call her? How much time's left in the show? Oh, we got 45 minutes left. All right, we'll give her another like 20 minutes or so. Let me take a call here. Warthog, you're back on. What's up? Another fucking brilliant soundboard. Thanks, dude. Now I know what to expect from you. Oh, where were we? Okay, Lego, you're back.
What's up?
The Jew's been here the whole time. He's just being really quiet.
Right.
We got the Jew, the Mexican, Lego, Zeki, and that's it. A couple other people on the line, but they're just listening. Good times.
Should probably take some more calls and see who else has a lame soundboard to use.
I'm pretty sure it's just that one guy.
that one guy, like that or somebody.
Warthog. You want his Skype? I'll tell you his Skype right now. Wart.
No.
Thog. Wart. No, it's Warthog 117. Warthog 117. That's his Skype. If you guys want to fuck with this asshole that's been piping in these soundboards, hit him up on Skype. It's Warthog 117. All
are you actually
word.
Allowed to give that out on BTR, Vince? Or is it phone numbers you're not allowed to? Because Ghost always threatens
Dude,
to, but
people,
there's
people
clearly something that says
you
can't.
Melissa Hopkins gave out her personal cell phone number on my show, live.
That's
I'd
her,
like,
though. That's not you giving out a caller's number.
Oh. I don't know. Why would that be a problem? Why would that...
Because I've never seen anyone do it, and everyone always stops.
Are you kidding
sure.
me? I've had shows where people spam my chat with my full docs, and then call into my show, and then like try to like prank call, you know, my family while I'm on the line. Like I've had all that. I've gone through it all, man. I've fucking seen it, done it, been there, and it's just it's retarded, and it happens to me. So why can't it happen to somebody else?
No, I agree. But I thought you weren't allowed to give a caller's number out on air, that's all.
Well, I'm not going to do it if this guy's been calling me just playing fucking soundboards, so maybe somebody that's got some better soundboards than he does can one up him and hit him up on Skype and Rick Roll him or something.
Maybe.
Or tell him to go to Lemon Party.
All right, Lego. I don't know what you're talking about. Let's take let's go to 704. Area code 704. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, is that Q?
Yeah.
All right, cool. You're back. Let's take another call here. 715 area code. Area code 715. You're on the air. What's up?
Mr. Vince, why don't you call that asshole back that was from 281?
Ha ha ha. That dude and his girlfriend?
Yeah, that'd be entertaining. Do you still have their number?
I don't know. I screen capped it. No, I have it written down. I have it right here. Yeah, I'll call him. Let's call him. So wish him
give him a jingle, see if they're hanging
happy
out.
happy 4th of July.
exactly.
All right, here we go. Oh, I don't want to place him in the screening room. All right, let me try this again. Fuck, let me try and come.
That's sounding, you know, real positive there.
No, I'm concentrating. Hang on. Give me a second. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, homie? It's Vince in the Bay. I just thought I'd call and wish you a happy 4th of July. What's going on? What are you doing tonight?
Who is this?
This is Vince in the Bay. You and your girlfriend called me a couple of nights ago, and you wanted to have some hot sex on the internet?
You crazy. You have the wrong place. This is
No, I'm pretty sure this is the number. This is the number you called me from. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
Maybe it was your son. What did your son and his girlfriend, do they use this number to call people on the internet?
Yo, my son? What was his name?
I don't know if it was his real name. He said his name was Victor, but it didn't sound
Victor.
Like that was his real name. I don't know if that was his real name.
What was that?
It sounded... That was a couple of nights ago. He called in. He had his girlfriend. She sounded really young. I was worried. I thought maybe she was underage.
She sounds very young.
Yeah.
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 That was a couple of nights ago?
Yeah, from this number, 281, yeah. They wanted to have some really naughty, naughty fun time, if you know what I mean. And I was a little skeptical. I was a little skeptical. Well, you know, I do in my spare time, I do an adult phone service, if you know what I'm saying. And you know, sometimes I have young gentlemen who call in, and sometimes they bring on their girlfriends. And apparently that's what happened with your son and his girlfriend, but I was unable to run the transaction And quite frankly, I was glad that it was denied, because I was a little bit worried that this girl might have been a little bit underage, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, hold on.
Who do you want me to talk to?
Yeah, hi. Is Victor there?
Who?
Yeah, I'm just calling back. Yeah, this is the right number. 281. Yeah, this is the number. I had a conversation earlier a couple of days ago, and with a young gentleman and a young lady from this number. They called me up. I offer an adult talk service, if you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I had a young gentleman who called me from this number, and he was very friendly, and so was his girlfriend, and we tried to secure a transaction, but the card was denied, and I just wanted to express my to be frank, I wanted to just be honest and let you know that this gentleman who called from your number, I don't know, maybe he's your son or your brother, or I don't know, but he called me, and he had a young lady on the line, and she sounded like she might have been underage. Like, he sounded over, probably in his early 20s, mid-20s. She sounded about 14. And so I was a little concerned about that, and I was glad the card was denied.
Like, he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
Well,
so I don't know. Maybe somebody stole your phone, or I don't know what's going on. But apparently he's not around. The young gentleman's not around.
No, not somebody that sounds 20 years old that you was talking to.
Another was called for me 2 days ago. And
he said two days ago.
Yes, and that was Brenda.
You say 2 days ago?
Yes, about 2 days ago. That was on Saturday, right?
You said it was 2 days ago somebody called from here?
Yeah, it was a couple days ago. Young gentleman. I actually have my colleague here.
A couple of days, but you don't know for sure what day.
What day was that? Was it Friday or Saturday?
It was Saturday.
It was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday night.
Early Sunday morning.
Yeah. Well, all right. Hey, you know what? Maybe it's just a miscommunication. I don't know. Maybe my colleague wrote the number down wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is it. Anyway, sorry to bother you. Have a great 4th of July and peace and love at heart.
Early Sunday morning.
Yeah, early Sunday morning. Yeah. Okay. And now they're in the green room. Okay. all right. Goofy, are you still there? Goofy and the Jew have been very, very quiet. What are you guys doing over there? Are you guys even with us anymore?
I was counting money and rolling a blunt. What's up?
Oh. Nothing, man. I'm just trying to go around the horn here and see what's going on. I haven't heard from you or the Jew in a while, so I'm a little concerned. But, yeah, it's all good. Whatever.
Thanks.
Okie dokie.
He's a brilliant conversationalist, isn't he?
No. Amazing.
He's fixated on weed right now. That's the only thing he can comprehend.
All right, let's take another call here. Area code 541, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello.
Oh, wow. Why? How come I don't recognize your number more often? This is stupid. It's Sexy Mojo.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I had a fantastic day just walking around the city, trolling around, and went and ended up over by the water watching the old fireworks. It was fantastic. Now I'm here just biding my time for the next hour, half hour, and it's all good. What's up with you? How was your 4th?
It was good. Hung out at the beach with some friends, did some fireworks, and came home.
Are you a little tipsy tonight?
No.
No?
I only had like one drink, so I'm okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sexy Mojo, a longtime caller and good friend of the show. And she actually, we were talking about Melissa Hopkins earlier. Melissa Hopkins is embarking on her journey across country from Washington, D.C. to Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's going to be in your neck of the woods, so you guys should party.
Yeah, when is she supposed to be here?
2 weeks.
You should come up and party with us.
Dude, that would be so awesome. I'm taken now, right? I have a girlfriend. So
yes, then call you aware of that.
Yeah,
calm down.
I'm going to bring Keisha with me, and we'll have a foursome.
Okay.
Talk about party sexy time.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah.
So you'll allow Keisha to be with girls now?
Oh, yeah.
You guys
yeah.
get that all worked out?
Oh, that's totally, yeah, that's totally fair game. And I've got the okay to fap in the corner while she hooks up with a chick.
Okay.
So essentially, when I'm flirting with girls on my show, it's just I'm feeling them out for her.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, last night I had Mouse on my show, and that's, I don't know if you're familiar with Mouse, but she's Goofy Bones' co-host. Oh, she's hot. She's a little hottie. And she drunk dialed me last night, and got pretty hot.
I'll have to go back and listen.
Yeah, Keisha got really, really jealous.
Wow, I thought you were checking her out for her, though.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to understand that. I try to explain that to her. Okay, don't everybody talk at once.
Well, I have a theory that Keisha is busy right now licking toads in her backyard.
What?
Zeki, for the record, Sexy Mojo is of age, well above legal age.
Of age? Well, of multiple ages. I mean, 6 isn't an age you can be of. Seriously, she sounds like a child.
She's not, though.
I mean, Sexy Mojo, do you actually put that voice on?
What do you mean, put it on?
Like, do you try and sound like an innocent little girl for any particular reason, or is that your natural voice?
It is my natural voice.
Jesus Christ.
It's a Marilyn Monroe thing.
Are you Asian?
Marilyn Monroe. No.
Oh, is it getting hot in here? Just me.
Oh, my
God.
Nice.
Oh, that's funny.
Let me just go stand under this air vent on the street.
There you go.
She's a very mature woman, believe it or not. Very mature.
I choose not.
That's funny.
That's one of my pet hates about all these Americans that do stuff. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, in that case, fucking laugh. Don't tell me it's funny. Sorry, I've only ever heard Americans say that, and it's fucking antagonizing.
Yeah.
That and the phrase, I could care less, which I'm not even going to get into because I'll actually start foaming at the mouth with just how incorrect that is. And incorrect.
You know what I hate? I hate, at the end of the day, like people that just preface everything with like, well, you know, at the end of the day, though, it doesn't really matter. It's like, well, if it doesn't matter at the end of the day, why doesn't then it shouldn't matter during the middle of the day either?
Yeah, it's a bit of a meaningless suffix prefix.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's just stupid, and people use it to be all dramatic, and it just ends up sounding trite.
Yeah, it is a pretentious thing, isn't it? It's like, I don't mean to render your point moot, but blah, 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 blah. Well, it's like, you do mean to render it moot, because you're telling me exactly why it's fucking moot. Don't dick around.
Yeah, I catch your drift, man. That's what we try to do out here in California. We shorten everything. We simplify things.
I think that's a good thing to do, though.
Yes, it's brevity is the key, bro. Brevity.
And this whole crybaby fest coming from two of the most pretentious snobs I have conversations with, other than the one angry Jew.
I was just going to say, are you talking about the Jew and the Mexican?
No. About Mr. Vince and Mr. Tozeki.
Zeki.
I don't really care. I'm going to say the T.
What's your name again?
I am ATM Be Cool.
Ass to mouth Be Cool.
No, it's my initials.
Okay, so if it comes down to not caring about how you pronounce my name, I can just call you faggot or something, and we'll just go from there.
Go for it.
Brilliant. Yeah. Good we got that cleared up.
So... What do you do? That you're in the UK? It's like, what time is it there?
It's like 9 in the morning.
So you're just sitting at work or what?
I'm on vacation, second week of vacation. I'm wasting it calling into BTR most nights.
Second week of vacation, damn.
Yeah, he's been, from all I can tell, what I can tell, he's been Debbie's co-host for the last week, it seems like.
Three or four shows, at least, and now it's really, really boring. And, you know, nothing against her, but she was just like, she was feeling ill on her show today, and it was just like, okay, I've got to unmute a bunch of you, go. And it's like, isn't it kind of your show? Aren't you, like, meant to do some kind of presentery thing here and handle calls and stuff? And it was just like, as I said, it's just like, oh, bollocks to this. I went and took a shower.
Well, she could do that or play some clips of a show from, like, a week ago.
Yeah, but she kind of tried to do both, and I kind of came back from the shower, and there's some clips of other things, like Ghost Show playing, and I was like, well, fuck that then, I'm off.
Yeah, I guess
when it comes to brevity and honesty, I'm pretty hard.
Wow.
Why'd everybody shut up? What's the problem? Do we need some soundboards? You guys want some soundboards?
No.
I'm driving at the moment, and something else required my attention.
All right. Let's check in with Warthog117. What's up, Warthog?
Gee. This is blasted.
Wow.
Not cool, dude.
At least give us a warning before that shit happens.
Well, the warning is he called in.
Well, yeah, well, you know.
I knew what was coming. I had my finger ready to mute him.
Mute.
I was giving, but I'll still give him the benefit of the doubt every time. Who knows,
no,
maybe. Because the Fapper kid eventually, like, called in and stopped fapping and just like, hey, dude, and started talking.
That Fapper guy is actually a complete gentleman. I've talked to him.
Yeah, he. I guess he got tired of fapping and calling in and fapping, and I was just like, dude, you should go over and call Johnny Cush and fap on his show. It's like, oh, cool, right on. All right, I'll be right back.
I mean, I actually talked to him, and he's like, you do know I'm one of the new fags, right? And I was like, really? But it's like, at least he did something fairly original. It wasn't just another soundboard, and it's like, when he did that to Ghost, I thought it was fucking hilarious.
I think somebody should get a soundboard of Ghost and call in the Ghost with, you know, a soundboard of itself.
That happens to my stuff.
Are you kidding me? That's the people do that all the time. It's annoying. Stupid.
Yeah. It's dull at this.
I apologize. I've only listened to his show one time, okay?
Yeah, no, they do it all the fucking time. It's retarded.
Huh. I mean, they only took it next step of actually getting an edited soundboard, so you've got things like Ghost screaming, "I'm an alcoholic." And that was kind of better, but it still gets boring after a while.
Yeah, no, I can only listen to, like, the last hour of Ghost, just the when he does the topics and then does Radio Graffiti. That's it. I can't. The rest of it's just a headache now to me.
Yeah, no, and it's just, I've noticed with all the new fags, it's like the markets at the beginning before they were, like, talking points and cool, you could take 20 minutes, and now it's, like, 45 minutes, and it's just like, well, there's no point calling in for the first 45 minutes.
No, it's not even any point calling in at all. It's disgusting what's going on over there right now.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people think me and Goofy going at it's kind of hilarious, just because I kind of, you know, own him every time.
Yeah, it is pretty entertaining. I like it. That's for sure. You guys should do your own fucking show. Do your own thing.
No, I'm never doing.
Right, it'd be like Crossfire. Goofy and Zeki.
Yeah, it's a bit of a David and Goliath battle, though, isn't it? I mean, someone put this fight between me and Goofy up on YouTube, and it's like, it's already had more views than, like, his top three videos combined. It's like, for fuck's sake.
Did somebody type a little louder? I'm not quite making
Lego. I think that might be Lego. What the fuck's up with the Jew? The Jew, like, came in for a second and then bailed. But he's still on the board.
Well, he has 90,000 pages to create, you know. That's
That's right. I forgot about that.
he's lost in the Matrix right now.
Totally. All right, let's take another prank call. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Liam.
Hello.
Liam.
Hi, who's that?
Liam.
Hi. This is Vince. This is
Hi,
Vince.
Vince.
Hey,
how
who's
are
that?
You?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, baby girl?
I'm a boy, but I'm doing great. I'm having a fantastic time tonight, and it's good to hear.
How was your July 4th?
My 4th was amazing.
Did you stay away from Peter?
Yes, I did. Why?
Because I'm a big fan of theirs, and I heard that you were a cyber criminal.
That is the word on the street.
Why do you hate animals, Vince?
Because they're stupid.
My first friends.
Because they won't talk to me. I keep asking them to talk to me, and they won't talk to me. They just make noises and stuff.
Oh, you know, fight for your own rights, you fucking assholes. You know, you don't want to get killed? Well, fucking start fighting people or something. Put up some kind of fight.
Well, my pussy's furry. You gonna hate on my pussy?
Does it have claws?
If needed.
Why don't you declaw that shit? Declaw that shit, and then I'll give it a try.
If a pussy is fiery, doesn't that normally mean it's kind of got a thrush or something living in it?
Perhaps.
That's how we do it here in the South.
Oh, is that where you're calling from? The South? I couldn't place the accent. I guess that's where it is.
Fiery is sexy.
Tennessee. Fake ass Tennessee. You know, Southern.
So what else is going on, caller? What else is?
I want to hear more about your PETA expedition.
Suzaki.
What do you want to know?
Suzaki.
Why did you get in trouble with PETA?
Dude, have you been listening? I just got through telling Zeki about it for like an hour.
He's part of the fuck complex. Excuse me. Oh
my God, he's a conspiracy theory guy.
Oh God, Zeki's all up in there.
Can you please say PETA again?
you want conspiracy theories, call up Mr. Z or Mr. E. Mr. E.
Is that shrill voice Moxie?
Oh, it couldn't be. It couldn't
it's
be.
It's not
no
Moxie.
Sounds pretty shrill, though, is it?
It's not Moxie.
Oh, no, it couldn't be Moxie, and it couldn't be... oh, the other one sounds like Liz, but I doubt it's her. It couldn't be her. This one sounds
I hear Moxie, and I just tuned in, but that's Moxie.
It's not Moxie. Moxie would have told me if she was calling, and I was talking to her today about who she's calling and when.
You talking to Moxie? Right?
To do. I heard that you have a new hobby, and that is talking and stalking me. I want to congratulate you on that.
Sounds like Moxie to me.
It's not Moxie.
Wow, that's a great channeling.
If that's not Moxie, that's an amazing impression.
Is somebody channeling Moxie?
Soundboard.
Is this a channeling?
Exactly. That soundboard is amazing. I don't know how they chopped it up like that, or maybe they probably did the same thing they did to Roger Ebert, where they like just kind of sampled his voice and made it so he could talk, you know, with his own voice, but robotically. This person must have that same technology, but with Moxie's voice, I think.
Good times.
So now what? I just tuned in 20-30 seconds ago. Apparently,
dude, you've been on this fucking switchboard the entire time.
Sure.
You obviously have a boner. You obviously have a boner for Moxie because you were quiet the entire fucking show for like an hour and a half. Suddenly,
I've been muted.
And your nipples
I've been muted
are erect.
And I didn't have the volume up. I just came back.
You're getting an espresso, okay? Quality espresso takes time.
I do need to make an espresso. And I got some hot dogs I grilled today, too. I'm kind of hungry for that.
Oh, shouts out to Joey Chestnut. Speaking of hot dogs, shouts out to Joey Chestnut 5 times, repping San Ho.
How in the hell did hot dogs get you to a Chestnut?
And he was up against Kobayashi this time. Kobayashi was back in the game this time, and he took him down.
Hey, Vince, am I still on?
You're totally still on.
I don't even get what you're talking about.
I'm bored to death by the Jew, and I have a friend here who's also bored by the Jew.
Wow.
So what are you saying? Do you want me to mute the Jew?
No.
Please mute the Jew.
Done. The Jew's gone. Right. Why? What do you guys want to get? You want to get down to business here? What's up? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I mean, she can't stand the Jew.
Okay, well, he's gone. What's up? What's
I'm from the
down?
South.
What's
I hate that shit.
Ben, let her talk.
These are the most redneck callers I've ever heard.
Amen, baby girl.
Yeehaw, motherfuckers.
Man, I ain't sure
what beats in the body, man. He don't like you, Mark.
Can anybody understand the screaming in the background? Because I can't.
I can't. I'm fluent in Moxie's.
I mean, I understand, Vince, that you think that I call into your show all the time, and I just wanted to let you know that I don't give a fucking shit enough to call in or listen, and when I do, I always tell you offline that I am calling in. Okay? So I want to just break that little boundary that you have.
Anybody want to join those girls in the green room?
I will pay you for being
Zeki, I don't know who you're mixing the Moxie up with, but that's Moxie on there, all right?
Yeah, so I found out. She sounds very drunk, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's her and Liz.
I'm afraid they get together
every once in a while. They get together every once in a while, and they get a little out of hand, and they drunk dial, and this is what happens, I guess. And I don't know why she thought that I thought that she was secretly listening to my show or something. I never accused her of that at all. Like, whatever. But I like Moxie, and when she's not butthurt and calling drunk dialing me, you know, I think she's cool. But she's always had an axe to grind with me. I don't know why. I've offered many of olive branch, and I get no results. So I'm just not.
I'm not
going to be bothered. I'm not going to be bothered. You know.
Yeah. I mean, she's a very nice kid from what I've seen of her.
Sure. No, she's very creative. She's hilarious. I like her. I like her a lot. But
she's also pretty cute.
Oh, she's totally cute. She's hot, even. I would say more than cute. I would say she's hot. Hottie. For sure. She's got a nice, slender little figure. She's doing all right.
Yeah. Nice, long, blonde hair. Stunning blue eyes. Lovely chick.
Yeah, let's check in with Warthog. What's up, Warthog? Propagandists for Ghost, apparently.
Nice.
Can I request Tiny Bubbles from Warthog?
Who?
I like to hear Tiny Bubbles.
Tiny Bubbles?
Yeah,
I don't even get the
bubbles.
Reference. I hope he gets it, because I don't.
I think it's Wayne Newton. Tiny Bubbles.
Yeah, leave it to Lego. Lego's like Googling everything everybody says. He's like a court reporter.
Yeah. Or a stenographer.
Thank you, stenographer. I should know that term. I'm a cyber criminal, damn it.
Right.
You should be well versed in all the courtroom jargon.
It's kind of funny. Since that article came out, there's been sort of a slow ripple effect of people that think they're doxing me. For the first time, and it's still kind of reverberating, because that article came out 2 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago, and it wasn't discovered by anybody in the BTR community until the article was out for a week before somebody on BTR found it, and then I of course did like two or three shows where that's all I fucking talked about. And then, and then I thought it was kind of behind me, and then slowly but surely, new trolls or whatever are coming through and, doxing Vince in the Bay. Whatever.
Hey,
oh, the Jew's back. Thank God the Jew's back. Jew, what happened, man? Where'd you go?
I was, what the fuck is that? Oh, I was logged out of my computer.
Oh, sorry, that was me. I hacked into your.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah,
Moxie.
I'm a cyber criminal.
I thought it was Moxie. She's so talented.
Oh yeah, it could have been Moxie too. She's like next.
Wait a minute. Maybe it was you and Moxie.
Yeah, you're right. You're onto us. We've been trolling you guys this whole time. Pretending on the surface that we hate each other.
Oh, who was that? The kid saying behind that it wasn't Moxie. Was that Zeki?
Yeah, it was, but I was only running interference.
You're running interference for whom?
Moxie.
Why?
Because she's a cool chick, and she's funny.
She's a cool chick. She's frigid. Well, yeah, you know what? Maybe you're right. She is cool.
I don't know her personally, so I'm not going to respond to kind of weird rumors like that.
How do you know she's cool if you don't know her personally?
Because I've talked to her on Skype. She's a really nice girl.
What have you talked about?
Oh, dude, once you talk to somebody on Skype, you're like fucking...
Oh, you know everything, yeah. What did you talk about?
I'm just saying, it's enough to get an idea of someone having a conversation with them.
I see. Why don't you give her your personal details and find out how nice she is?
I don't give my personal details to anyone, dude.
Oh, Moxie's a nice girl. You can give them to her.
She's cool, dude. She's totally cool.
Yeah, you just give her everything. Give her everything. The bank accounts, social security number.
Social security over there.
Well, no, did I hear he was over here? Were you over here working?
I spent some time there, yeah.
Were you working?
Yes, I was.
So you have a social security
number. Yeah, social security, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just give Moxie your social security number.
Yeah, it'll be all right. She's cool.
It was a long time ago. I can't even remember my social security number.
Well, give me your info, and I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, nice one.
Well, no, seriously, I can look up your social security number. Let me tell you a big secret about America. You can find out anybody's social security number. You just need to know the name. So give Moxie your name, and she'll be able to figure out your social security number. She'll tell it to you. She's a good friend. So I'm curious. What did you talk about that you learned so much about her?
Well, we just had conversations about...
I understand you had conversations, but conversations about what?
I'm not going to go into details, if that's
okay. Do you have a dog or a cat or a, do you have cats?
No.
She has cats. Did you talk about her cats?
I think she showed me one of them on cam at one point.
She showed you a cat on cam?
Well, she showed me her cat, yeah.
Right, so Moxie showed you her pussy, which is good. So what did it look like?
I honestly can't remember. She's got two, I think.
You know, listen, if you saw Moxie's pussy, I'm sure you'd remember what it looked like.
Yeah, this is amazing.
I mean, give me an idea, you know. Furry, I saw a really cool cat that had no hair over in Thailand. That was kind of neat. Did she tell you all the woes about the boyfriend and Randy Sexer and all the other stuff?
I've heard a bit about her boyfriend. Anyway,
yeah, you heard a bit about
him.
Speaking of which, details. Here we go.
You just gave details. What are you talking about? You saw her pussy, and you talked about her old boyfriend, which is very appropriate, I would think.
That's the nail in the coffin.
Neither of those two have met, her pussy or her old boyfriend. So tell me, are you going to talk with her again?
I'm talking to her right now. Far instant message rather than anything else, but...
Well, what's she saying?
I'm not going to divulge that either. What? It's none of your business, sir.
Honest to God, what is it that... Well, wait a minute. Why did you share the information? First of all, if you didn't want me to ask you about talking with Moxie, why did you tell me you were talking with Moxie? You obviously want me to talk to you about it.
I think that's a very weird step of logic. I disagree.
No, I think it's very logical. I could step you through the logic if you wish.
I was talking to Moxie. I said, yeah, but...
Right, but you wanted me to know that you were talking to Moxie. So why is that? And you were, as you said, you were running interference for her for I don't know what reason that would be. So why did you want to run interference for Moxie and also make sure that I knew you were talking to her?
Okay, you've made the mistake that you...
All right, we're going to finish up the show while they work that out in the green room.
Nice.
I'd like to thank... oh, my God, I got to thank a lot of people for calling in. So let's go first to Goofy Bone. Goofy, are you still there?
He's still rolling his blunt.
All right, Goofy, thanks for calling in, bro.
No
Lego.
Problem.
Yeah. Yeah, right on. Lego, real quick, any final thoughts before we shut her down here?
You know, I honestly, I don't even care. What was that thing you was talking about earlier?
I don't remember.
Tozeki was like talking about something. Whatever, I'm done.
It'll come up again. If it was anything meaningful, it'll come up again. Let's see, who else do we have here? Wait, who's 704 area code? I'm sorry, I forgot.
That's Q.
That's Q? Oh, that's right, that's Q. Hey, Q, anything you want to say before we sign off? Q? No.
Learn how to say my first name correctly.
I haven't even tried to say it once. I just call you Q.
If you can learn it by tomorrow after my...
Well, why don't you say it for me? Say it for me right now. Just say it for me.
I want you to try it. It's in chat. That's my full name.
Quetzalcoatl?
Quetzalcoatl Isaiah.
Quezicado Isaiah? Quezicado Isaiah.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. ATM Be Cool. Anything? Any final thoughts?
I really wish I could hear what's going on in the green room between the two.
Then your wish is granted. Sexy Mojo, honey. Anything you'd like
to...
Are you
just, like, dumping on people?
What?
Are you just, like, dumping people in the green room?
Yeah, it's my new trick. I've been doing that a lot lately. But, you know, I get kind of tired of all the drama and the gossip. I mean, it's interesting for a little bit, and then I just get tired of it. It's just old news. Moxie is old news. Let's talk about you.
Oh, and how I sound six? Whatever.
Oh, I don't think you sound six. I think it's I don't know. When I hear you, I don't hear six anymore. When I first encountered you,
did
I thought,
say anymore.
Anymore, yeah. But when I first heard you, yeah, you sound really, really young. But now when I listen to your voice, I can hear that you sound a little more mature.
Oh, thank you.
But you still sound young, though. I mean, that's good. I mean, you're young
at
heart, young sounding. That's not a bad thing, then. That's not a bad problem.
No, not at all. They just need to get over it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sexy Mojo. I appreciate you calling in, honey.
Have a good night, sweetie.
Yeah, you too. And who else do we got? Oh, I got another caller here. 111 caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, Tozeki's so hot.
Is that Liz again?
Tozeki's so hot.
Hey, Liz, they're talking.
It makes my daddy's voice.
No, dude. Hey, dudes, is Moxie still over there, too?
Tozeki's so hot. It makes me wet.
All right. You want to talk to him?
Yes, please. He's so hot.
Okay. All righty then. Let's do one more call from Warthog. What's up, Warthog? Oh, you're the fapper. Are you kidding me? You're the fapper? Same guy? Or you also do fapping? Okay, I better finish it quick, bro. Shoot your load. I can't tell if he's fapping or beatboxing. Or Rochambeauing. That's it? Oh, he hung up. Wow. Cool. Right on. You got to the end, bro. Congrats. Oh, good times. Good times. All right, everybody. I'm going to get the fuck out of here in a second. But before I do... I'm going to bring everybody back in from the green room. Right now, there's four people in the green room. It's Zeki, the Jew, ATM Be Cool, and I think that was Liz and Moxie that called back. So I'm going to bring them on one by one and see what the fuck happens here. Let's see what's up.
I mean, can I ask, do you have like a kind of mental condition, which is you can only ever ask questions? You can never provide statements?
Oh, you've obviously never talked to the Jew before. That son of a bitch never answers questions. He always asks questions. He never answers them.
Yeah, so I noticed.
Yeah, I don't know how you stand it.
In the first 5 minutes of talking to the Jew.
I don't know how you stand it. How do you put up with that?
With great difficulty.
Really? Yeah, I feel for you.
I just ask questions back.
Yeah, but entertaining at all. I don't want it to be a boring show.
Jackie, what kind of dog do you have in this hunt?
Excuse me?
What kind of dog do you have in this hunt?
What the hell does that even mean?
He wants to put his dog in your cunt.
Is that like... Sorry, I have a clue what that even means.
You've never heard that before.
No.
Oh, come on. You're trying to take the piss out of me when you say that, right?
I'm really...
You ever heard Urban Dictionary?
I've heard of Urban Dictionary, but it doesn't mean to say I've memorized the entire contents for every little American weird phrase.
No, obviously you have left the shores of England.
Second.
And you've, what have you learned when you left those shores?
That it's a darn sight better back on the shores.
Very well then, and that should be a lesson to you all. I'm Vincent the Bay. Thanks for coming out. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vincent the Bay. Peace out, yo. So that's it for the live episode. I guess we're going to continue on into overtime for a little bit. If you guys want to keep chit-chatting, we'll do this in just a second. But I am going to have to play a little bit of this and be right back. Sounds like the fapper in the background there. Sound like the pitter patter of the fapper.
Leaves are falling all around. Time I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged. Such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go.
Okie dokie. Good times, good times. What a party. What a party. And the party, I guess, is going to continue for a little bit longer. Not too much longer, because it's past my bedtime. I'm tired. And but we still have a few people on the line still, so I'll bring back Lego and Goofy Bone and ATM Be Cool and Sexy Mojo and the One Angry Jew.
That's amazing. Goofy's still on the line.
The ladies. Huh?
Which ladies?
The ladies.
All right, you think we can get one of your... What's that cam program you use? Maybe we can all see Moxie's pussy.
What?
You don't want to see Moxie's pussy? She showed her pussy to Zeki. Why, you don't want to see it?
No, not really.
You know, some things can't be unseen, but I think that at least you should see it once. What do you think? Melissa Hopkins alone?
No, dude, she's gone.
What's all that noise in the background?
I don't know. I think that might be the blocked caller.
What happened to Zeki? I was enjoying him for a while there.
Zeki went bye-bye.
Zeki went bye-bye? What happened? Did I hurt his feelings?
Maybe he doesn't like Led Zeppelin.
I love Led Zeppelin, and I do like that song. I would have preferred it in a higher bit rate, but you take what you can get. I have to look for it in my iTunes. What did I miss all that time? I had muted you out, and I muted me and turned the volume down. Then I came back and I thought, God, that sounds like that scratchy, shrill voice sounded like Moxie. And then he kept saying, no, it's not. I thought, wow, how the hell would he know? But then he's seen her pussy, so maybe he knows more than me.
I knew that you two would really work well together on the radio.
Who would that be? The two of me and who else?
You and Zeki.
Really? What was your expectation?
Exactly what happened. I just
tell me what happened, because I'm apparently at a loss here.
Just the whole you asking questions and him
Did that annoy him or? Or what, I don't understand. What was the problem with that?
Oh, of course it annoyed him.
Did you felt that he was annoyed? He was mad?
He was something.
You think I angered him in a certain way? What?
I'm mute.
Well, oh, actually, you're not muted, but we heard that. Do you think I annoyed him?
He's Liz. Liz, he's gone. He's gone, Liz.
I want to see.
Oh, Liz, stepped away for the moment.
You know, I knew that you two would work well together with your on-air personas that you've had. You know,
but my on-air persona.
Okay, now they are muted.
That is, yeah, that was really annoying. My on-air persona is the real me. So are you saying you think that Zeki is a made-up character?
Hold on a second. I got to talk to the security guard.
Who talks to the security guards? Didn't he ever see my video? Don't talk to police and don't talk to security guards. Jesus. But these people knew that.
This mask is scary.
Evidently they don't.
So Lego, what's next for you, bro?
What's next, like tonight or just in general?
In general, any projects on the horizon?
Yeah, actually, me and Goose are gonna go back up to Maryland after we get done visiting Orlando and start working on the music again.
Goose?
Yay!
What happened to Goose?
Still dazed and confused.
He left the gander.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
What is that? What is that?
Is that some kind of
girls, these girls like they get drunk and they just start talking in sound bites. Not even sound bites, like samples. Yeah, see what I mean? See what I mean?
Like,
that's...
All right, you got to mute that. That was enough. So what is it?
All right, I'll mute her. I'll mute her right now.
She sounds like she's like Dave Grohl, and she's like, the best, the best, the best, the best.
Yeah, that's getting annoying.
Hey. Fans in the vine.
Almost as annoying as the security guard that's here.
Guys. What's
wrong
with the fans in the vine?
Hey, the guy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, the bottom.
Hey, the bottom. Hey, the bottom.
What?
Moxie and Liz will be at the Gold Nugget in Tahoe from the 5th through the 13th. They will be at the Bellagio in Las Vegas,
nice.
August 13th through the 15th. They'll be at the Orange County Sizzler every weekend in September. That's it.
That sounds delightful.
And we care about this. Why?
I'm just plugging their. I mean, I plug everybody's material. You know, if you have anything, Jew, that you want to promote, please, by all means, you know, if you send me copy and I'll read it.
Yeah, whose websites are you working on there? 90,000 pages.
I can't say that's proprietary. I would like to give a shout out to Moxie's Pussy if it's ever been seen. I don't even think she walks around with no underwear. I think she's afraid of air getting to it. And, you know, I'd like it. I'd like to put her in the same category as Melinda. I'd like to see Melinda's ass and Moxie's Pussy. What do you think?
Let's.
Maybe we could do a Photoshop thing where we put Melinda's ass on Moxie's front. That would be kind of cool.
Melinda isn't trimmed. She's got a hairy pussy. She's got a bush with the dick.
Wow. I thought they were muted. How do they keep coming back? Is this a Phil Hendry skit?
Maybe you're muted too. Maybe you guys are all in the green room together.
What is this going to be? Some kind of existential discussion now?
You do. I heard you have a new hobby, and that is me.
Did you hear that, Vince?
I did.
I think that was a direct.
Why is this so garbled?
No, she's on a speakerphone or something. She's way back in the corner.
It's
I don't know.
She's keeping
her distance from you. I don't blame her. She's keeping her distance. Come on. Just answer the question. Answer the question.
Well, as you know, I would love to be able to answer that question.
You're being economical with the truth.
I first need to ask a question, if I might. What's the question?
I don't even remember. I don't even know. Moxie, can you read?
Couldn't have been that important. Or could she get closer to the phone? I can't hear anything.
I think she's afraid you're going to like reach out of the computer and strangle her.
Oh, if only that was possible. But I don't hear her. Seriously, can she get closer to the phone?
You need me to come, don't you, baby?
Ooh, that sounded hot.
She's confused me with Benjamin. I don't think she really.
I'll come for you, baby. I'll come for you.
This is great radio.
For you.
First of all, I will say, Vince, put her on hold for a second because I want to make a statement. I said in the very beginning that Moxie wasn't funny. There was nothing funny about Moxie. I thought she was talentless. I didn't think that she could do radio to save her life. Which, you know, that's why. What's that woman's name who's got her place? Dane or Dake?
Oh, my God, Dake. She looks so big, Jim.
Whoa.
I can't understand that. What is, can you translate for me?
Moxie looks like a fake.
Moxie's ugly, you Jew. You're making fun of the retarded.
Moxie's a fucking ugly ass bitch.
She's so ugly. Oh, my God. She's like...
Hillary Clinton.
Dog's asshole.
She looks like
after
Hillary Clinton.
Diarrhea.
She is fucking nasty.
That was nasty.
You don't even want to touch that shit with a 10-foot pole.
Impressive.
Yeah, it's kind of impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, all right. I got to go to bed. This is boring. The balls
off
me.
I did enjoy watching that. What was her name? Dake? The one that's doing the show?
What about Dake? Oh, dude, I called into Dake a couple weeks ago.
Very bad, pretty woman. Does a nice show.
Oh, she's lovely. Lovely. Very, very photogenic. She filled in for Larry a couple of weeks ago, and I called in and got busy with her on the air. It was pretty fucking
You did? Grand. What'd you talk about?
We were talking about it was Wienergate at the time. No, it was Wienergate, but it was. But we were I was talking specifically about Tommy Christopher. They were bashing on Tommy Christopher, and I hate Tommy Christopher. So I called in and got in on the action. But she was cool. She was very apprehensive about bringing me on. But we had I thought we had a good little discourse. It was fun. It was cool. She's cool. I like Dake.
Well,
and Moxie calls Dake the ghetto Moxie or something.
Really? Why would she say that?
Which I thought Moxie was the ghetto Moxie, but whatever. She's black. After all.
Who is? Moxie or Mexican?
That was Moxie's inside or joke or whatever. She used to always, when we were on calls when she was a regular on my show for the whole day that she was.
I'm sorry, she was a regular on your show for much more than a day.
It was like three days.
Through at least 2 months of money.
No, it wasn't 2 months, dude. It was like a week. A week.
And her dehydrated pussy, which I wish she would give in water. Well, Zeki gave me some details while we were in that green room.
Oh, cool.
He's a little bit aggravated that you put him in there, so he started spilling.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, you guys started just, like, getting all sidetracked with Moxie, and we got tired of listening to it.
I wasn't sidetracked with Moxie. I just wanted to know why he was acting like this white knight. Why was he white knighting for Moxie? I couldn't figure it out.
Always. That's his, like, occupation.
He didn't want to give her details. I don't know why not.
No, he's like a mystery man. He gets off on being a mystery white man.
Maybe you think the accent is phony?
I think his accent is annoying as all hell, but I'm a guy, so.
Sounds like he's British. Sounds like you're
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with his accent.
Yeah.
I have no problem with him. I think he's cool. I think he's charming. He's funny.
He's a stand-up guy. I think he should give his info to Moxie.
I think
he has nothing to fear.
Yeah, you know, he's not stupid. He knows what's up.
I think he's entertaining.
He has nothing to fear. He'd give all his info out to everyone. And, well, if he wants to be private, he should just give it to Moxie. Moxie will know what to do with it. She'll take care of him. She's chatting him up real good, apparently. She's a nice girl.
She's a hoe.
Well, now that we've established she's a hoe.
She's a big fucking hoe.
She's a big hoe.
Liz, you fucking crack me up. That shit's fucking hilarious.
She's a hoe.
A fucking slut.
Cum dumpster.
Well, no, I don't think so. I don't.
Fucking spreads it wider than the Mississippi River.
Wow.
Good times. Good
By
times.
The way,
all right, well, on that note,
before you,
on that
before you
note,
hang up, hold on, before you hang up, can we ask Moxie if she has felt the punishment yet?
Her pussy.
has she felt the punishment yet?
There
should
are fucking critters crawling out of that cooch.
What
should
punishment
be hitting
are you
right
talking
about.
About? Dude, what are you talking about? What punishment? What do you mean?
Punishment that I instigated. Did she feel it yet? It should be hitting around now.
She's a slut. She's a hoe. She's a freak.
Oh, God, that's boring. All right. End the show mercifully. I
had sex with, like, two guys in, like, the last 10 years.
You did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
These chicks
from
are
network.
Dude, these bitches are fucking toast.
It's shrill.
No, it's not shrill. They're just fucked up. They're wasted. They're just wasted.
It's shrill.
They're wasted, and they don't have much material to begin with. So you know, whatever.
Never had any material. What are you talking about?
Don't blame it on them, though. Don't blame it. It's not their fault. It's late. I'm tired. They're tired. Everybody's tired. We're going to bed. Shouts out to the ladies for calling in. I miss you, girls.
What material?
We should wake up. What? Oh, fucking the Mexican wakes up at the last minute. What?
Hey, no, I've been up. I'm just counting money right now. Hey, can I say one last thing?
Goose and bone, it's
that's your homegirl, Moxie. Back there.
I can't even see straight right now.
Go ahead, Goofy. You're on. What's up?
I'm supposed to hurt.
What happened to Moxie? I thought she was cool. Now she's retarded?
Nah, she's kind of stupid.
You are retarded.
Oh, God. You fucking... Hey, bitch.
Yeah. What?
Good night, everybody. Happy 4th of July, and fuck Debbie Daly.
That's it? It's the 5th of July already.
So angry.
Right on. Thanks for coming through, Goofy Bone. Short and sweet, succinct, to the point. I love it.
What are you saying?
Said fuck Debbie Daly. Did you say fuck Debbie Daly? Or I don't know. I don't endorse that message. I don't.
He said something about the 4th of July. It's not the 4th of July.
God, you're such a nitpicker, dude.
I can't help myself.
I know. And I can't help myself but to mute you and say goodnight, everybody. Thanks for coming through. Ladies, once again, I miss you girls. We should, you should call me. Let's hang out again. It's been a while. Anyway, I guess that's it. Peace out.
A-Town down.
Give me your dirty love, like you might surrender to the dragon in your dream. Give me your dirty love, like a pink donation to the dragon in your dream. I don't need your sweet devotion, and I don't want your cheap emotion.
Whip me out some dragon lotion for your dirty love.
Give me your dirty love,
yeah.
Like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you've never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation, I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Your dirty love.
your mom will make her fuzzy poodle do. Give me your dirty love, the way your mom will make that nasty poodle chew. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little more beef diploma. I'll just put you in a coma with your dirty love. That dirty love. That dirty love. That dirty love.
The poodle bite.
Come on, friends.
The poodle do this
snap.
The poodle bite.
Come on, friends.
The poodle do this
snap.
The poodle bite.
Come on, friends.
The poodle do this snap. Poodle fight.
Come on, friends.
Poodle chew.
Not a second theory.
Poodle fight.
Come on, friends.
Poodle chew.
Nothing but the best for my son.
Poodle fight.
Come on, friends.
Poodle chew.
Come on.
Poodle fight.
Come on, friends.
Poodle chew.
All sticking up.
Poodle fight.
Little bird again.
Poodle chew.
Little bird.
Thank you very much. Nice.